What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Smoochie.
This is Rinaldo.
And I'm still sober, but working on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Guess who's not sober?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Know.
One of those nights, guys. It's fucking Monday.
I don't
Monday
think any of you are
sucks.
Sober for long.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you're joining us on Twitch, you'll notice that we've updated the studio a little bit. We still have the horrendous couches, but we've got some great curtains in the background and a green screen, which
yeah.
seemed to be the popular choice here.
We can totally do the weather now. I'd be like, and then right here, there's like tornadoes and shit. And then over there, it's just dry.
Why, oddly like, enough, even though there aren't a pair of titties on that green screen, I feel like you were fondling them. Oh.
Everybody keeps doing that. Even Bobby over here, when we were practicing, he was just fondling. There was no titties.
I think that's what you want to do, right?
That's what everybody wants screen? To do.
So the best weathermen or women are the best fondlers? Is that
yeah,
what I hear?
Yeah, I think
hear?
So. Okay. I'm down.
Oh, here we go.
Get a secure game for you.
Hey, come on.
Should I join in? Can I get the right tit? Okay, it's not a DLG.
Oh, my
Slap
God.
A titty.
I feel really bad for all our audio listeners right now. They have no idea what's going on.
We're slapping hentai
normal,
titties right
just
now.
Just a normal Monday night, just saying.
It's scary how fast you could find titties.
I know,
like,
right?
Within, I would say that was 0.5 seconds you already had anime titties.
Hey, it's scene, right?
And then you switch scene and it's a guy cutting up a fucking pineapple.
I think we need an entire bookmark folders of just like...
Titties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Most people do.
I don't have a bookmark full of titties.
All right, so yeah, we got that new layout. We are also planning on putting these on YouTube as well
as
Twitch.
Now.
Yeah.
So, now it's going to happen.
Yeah, this episode should be on YouTube.
We lied every other time.
Yeah.
Also, Emilio, you're going to be out of town next week, so we won't be doing an episode. We got a little something stored in the bank for you, so something to tide you over.
But where are you going, Emilio?
I'm going to Spain.
And whoa.
Portugal.
He's going to Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, should be fun.
He's gonna be...
You're going to go get White Claw wasted out in
mm-hmm.
Ibiza?
Yeah. He's going to be raving.
By the way, that's what we're drinking tonight, White Claws.
I feel like, yeah, there's no White Claw there. I think everything is just rum and coconuts.
So if anybody works, the little podcast works for White Claw, hook it up, bro. Legit. It's funny because it's like really popular right now with like girls. And then...
It's vodka soda in a can.
It's just... Well, yeah, I guess.
You might as well put wine
no,
in a can.
No, but it was funny because it's like a girl thing, and all these girls started drinking, and you start seeing them like on Instagram, like, oh my God, White Claw wasted and all this shit.
Oh my God.
And
I'm
then guys were making fun of it. They're like, wow, you know, this whole summer is going to be about White Claw. Then guys tried them, and then guys are like, dude, this is pretty fucking good.
I like it.
I like it, man.
It's like a seltzer.
And it's only 100 calories.
I like it because
drunk.
I've always been, like, we're doing a commercial for them for free.
I know, stupid. Right?
But anyway, I can't ever, I only drink liquor and everybody else drinks beer. And if you want to drink all day, like you're going to get fucked up way before your friends. It's like the only way to like really hang out beer for with them for an alcohol drinker is these.
Plus, it's only 100 calories, no sugar or anything.
4% alcohol, right?
Which helps out with our weight
how
loss
much?
Challenge.
Mm-hmm. How much? 4.5?
4.5.
That's a Bud Light. 4.1 is a Bud Light, I believe.
100 calories.
Trust me, I'm a bartender.
Yep.
But yeah, and this helps with the weight loss challenge, which we actually have the actual weigh-ins now. What were you? 242?
About that.
Okay, I'm 252.
Yeah.
What? Ray, you weigh more than Amelia?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
The fuck?
You haven't, I'm telling you, you still haven't seen my dick. It's crazy.
And that brings us to our sponsor, Fractal Design. If you're building a computer, check out their cases. They just came out with a new power supply. It's called an Ion Platinum. I don't know why. I need to look into why that's called that, but they look fucking sweet. And
Actually, man.
Everything they make looks awesome. We just had a meeting today about building one and using that power supply and stuff. It's going to be really cool. Mm-hmm. As we have the parts, we're going to be posting them. It's going to be sweet action.
Yeah. So the Platinum's an efficiency rating, which is really important. I always tell people Dude, I just had this conversation with Shadow Master like a week ago. Don't go cheap on the power supply. You're powering your entire system with that. You know, that's taking care of all the parts in your computer. So do not get a cheap one. Get one with a high efficiency rating. And I really like, just from looking at the pictures here, they've got modular support, which is great for cable management. You use the cables you need. And you don't use, you don't have to put in the cables that you don't need, so you don't have to tuck them in anywhere. Also, they've got that zero, what do they call that, where the fan doesn't spin.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to. Mm. So that really, really helps with the power consumption, and also it has other benefits as well. But that's really important. These are all like the new great things that power supplies are doing these days. So,
and a lot of the old... The most common thing that breaks in a computer that just shuts the whole thing down is usually the power supply. Mm-hmm. That's another reason to spend,
or the motherboard.
Yeah. Spend money on a good one.
Yeah,
especially if you are anything like me. I live in a rundown studio by the beach, and the last time an electrician came through my place, was it Minnie? He said the amount of power that you're receiving into your home should only supply the refrigerator and nothing else. And here I am running my hair blow dryer, running my portable AC unit, running my PC. And I have a, I bought at one point,
charging a vibrator
many years ago, a, what type of battery backup? I don't know what it is, but I will not use my computer unless the battery backup is plugged in.
Yeah.
Because already, since I've lived in this place for 1 year total, probably 15 to 20 times the power has
just cut out.
Yeah, disrupted.
Yeah.
And my battery backup starts freaking out on me. And there's no safe or surefire equation that will set me up to protect myself other than the fact that I have a good battery backup. And I don't know what my power supply is now. I wouldn't mind some Fractal D in there, though.
We'll see what we can do about that,
too. Oh, God. All right. Hemlock Holmes says he's picking up a fractal case.
There
nice.
We go.
Nice. There we go.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we talked about the weight loss challenge. I guess it's time to talk about some video games.
Oh, wait. Actually, we actually, because if you're not on the Discord, you don't know what, you know, that happens to the loser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we negotiate?
I'm pretty sure it's Carolina Reaper. I will do both. What's the other one?
What was the other one?
I think wax your chest.
No.
I do both. I don't care.
See, that's the thing. I don't care. You know, yeah. I feel like we need something better. Like,
no, the Reaper's enough, dude.
What's the Reaper? What is that?
Dude,
Carolina Reaper's
Yeah, it's the hottest pepper in the world.
Arguably the hottest pepper in the world.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And I've been watching videos to get me hyped. Because, like, you see how people react, how they're dying after they eat one. But, okay, but that's the thing. Do we have to eat it all or just a bite?
No, eat it all.
Oh, that's fucked, dude. No.
They're not that big. It's about the size of a strawberry.
Oh, and it's the size of an avocado, dude. Same shit.
And okay, if you think a strawberry is big, stop talking about your
dick. I think we need a punishment where everyone else can get involved. Like, let's say, you know, like 20 spankings. And every pound that you're behind.
Me too,
you get a... Like, you get, you like, everybody could, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Right. I thought we were settled on the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, yeah. Carolina Reaper.
Sounds good.
Carolina Reaper. Okay.
That'll be great. That'll be good video content,
and then,
too.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, if you feel like you lost out there, too, and you want to join in, you can take a nibble of one. Like, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
I think we need a super soak, you guys.
She has the highest pain tolerance for chili.
I do. Of course I do.
Why?
Because I'm the shit.
Well, but she's better than
I'm
me.
I'm part Thai.
She's you not can't. Better than me.
Oh. We can figure that out right now.
Well, yeah,
I eat like habanero peppers and shit, like easy.
I take it like a champ, always.
Oh, really, girl?
I'm talking about my peppers.
Oh.
Calm the fuck down.
Have you ever had chile
not
serrano?
Not my peepers, my peppers.
Have you ever had chile
Moving
serrano?
Moving on, Bobby.
No.
Take Moving the rage.
On. Chile serrano is a pretty good pepper, man. It's one of the best peppers.
All right, so let's talk about some games on the radar, games that have come to our attention. One that I wanted to bring up here is the new remastered Ghostbuster game. So this came out originally in 2009, Ghostbusters the video game. And oddly enough, they're doing a remaster of it. Nobody really asked for this, but hey, I'll take it.
We talked about
this. Hey, you're talking about it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and when they first announced it,
yeah.
The reason I bring it up again is because they now have a release date October 4th. So October 4th, we do not have a price. They said it's going to be available on PC, but we don't know if it's going to be available on Steam. Now, Ghostbusters, the video game, the original one, was originally available on Steam, but you can't buy it anymore. So I don't know. Maybe Epic Store exclusive.
Is it keeping the multiplayer?
I don't know.
Yeah. You would hope it has everything I would assume it would. And then... And more, right?
Well, that'd be cool, because, like, you'd be playing on, you know, whatever, Epic or whatever.
You know what my next homework has to be?
No.
Watching Ghostbusters. No more homework.
You're never getting homework again.
No. You know, I'm going to vouch for all the 20-something-year-olds.
No.
Not that I'm a 20-something-year-old anymore. But I feel like sometimes when we reference things, these 20-something-year-olds have no idea what you're referencing.
I don't think 20-something-year-olds are listening to us.
For the most part.
They don't have that attention span.
No, 20-something-year-olds, please start listening to us because...
Oh, yeah, really?
I'm starting to date younger, so it's okay. Let's go. Ghostbusters, let's go.
Ghostbusters. Hey, I mean, Ghostbusters is still relevant today, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, for the Universal Horror Nights, they're adding. It's going to be
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters theme. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go, man.
No.
Why not? You didn't have fun last time.
No.
I love Ghostbusters. It reminds me of Drake and Josh. Nights.
I think that's one of the best times to go to Universal Studios.
I wanted to ride the rides, and they were all shut down.
Well, just Harry Potter.
And I don't know. A lot of them were. Like 40% of them are. And then, at least on the night, I think something had broke too. And then, those walking mazes, they do nothing for me. So.
Oh, no. They don't scare me, but I just like walking through them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's Universal Studios. They put so much effort into the set design because it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
So that's the set design, even the actors, like the costume,
yeah, the
wardrobe,
really
like everything's top notch there.
Yeah. Because, like, if you try Six Flags or Knott's Berry Farm or Scary Farm,
ones we have down here, we got the Haunted Hotel and the Haunted Trail, like they're all right, but they're nothing compared to the Universal.
One of them was good. The Chainsaw Massacre one. That was fucking sick.
I think that was good.
The last time I went, they had The Walking Dead because that was really hot at the time. They had La Llorona and they had something else. They had, like, four of them. They had a lot.
Yeah.
But there was like six.
They had The Shining last time we went. It was fucking awesome.
That would be good.
The one down here, Bobby, they did Stranger Things really early on,
mm-hmm.
and it was like one of the best ones.
Oh, the Stranger Things one was amazing, man.
Halloween Horror Nights was amazing.
Wasn't it so good?
And then here's the thing. So, okay.
The Shining was good too.
For those
20-something-year-olds
that listen to us, what's the appeal to Ghostbusters outside of nostalgia? If you don't have nostalgia, what's going to make this game worth playing outside of no actual historic?
I played a little bit of the game when it came out. It's not a terrible game. I mean, it has the actual actors in it. I don't think they could get Rick Moranis, but they got the other actors.
When this game came out, the reason I liked it and the reason, like, Dolph and I are huge Ghostbuster fans, like. Like, the only thing we haven't done is, like, make our own, like, you know, proton packs.
Yeah.
But, and when this game came out, we were like, you know, this is the closest thing we're going to get to a sequel to Ghostbusters right. 2.
They had wanted to make a sequel. They couldn't get it together, so Dan Aykroyd, I think, was involved in producing it.
And they made this game.
Yeah.
Which is a sequel.
It's probably him behind pushing this for this remaster. He probably wasn't happy.
Well, they're finally making a sequel. He's still alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're making this, only
Harold sells vodka now.
Harold Ramis.
That guy is never in the news. Never.
What kind of vodka?
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. He sells vodka out of a crystal skull.
It's super good. What's it called?
Cricket Soldier did one to enter the...
That's actually my favorite vodka. What's it called?
That's not vodka. That's probably vodka. Tequila if it's in a skull.
Is it crystal skull vodka?
If it's a crystal skull tequila...
Dan Aykroyd vodka... That's actually the best
because
vodka,
I feel like the...
Crystal Head.
Oh, Crystal Head vodka.
Yeah,
okay,
such
just
a good
kidding.
Fucking vodka, man.
Oh, that's what he did? I thought it was a tequila.
I think every time you argue with Ray, you're wrong.
I wasn't arguing with Ray, was I?
Yeah, you were saying that Crystal Skull was a tequila.
I'm pretty sure there's a Crystal Skull tequila, right?
Maybe a Crystal Skull, but it's Crystal Head.
Do they put tequila in everything?
Yeah, Cricket likes it.
Get a machete with
it's great. It's great. I think it's great vodka. This is actually one of the only vodkas I can actually just like, you know, eat it. Drink it on the rocks.
Morcodia says, give Chi some Fractal D. And then Cricket says, poor Josh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, poor him. He's missing out.
This video is in 240p.
Oh, man. Okay. Right,
let's move on.
Let's go.
All right. So Ghostbusters, the game, coming out October 4th. Ghostbusters, the video game remastered, coming out October 4th. No price, no platform yet.
Probably 30 bucks.
We know PC.
The no platform part, that's weird.
Well, we know it's PC. Well, they've announced PC, Switch, right. Xbox, you know, all the usual gotcha. Stuff.
Oh, which
PC. But we don't platform. Know. Yeah. We don't know gotcha. If it's Epic or Steam yet.
No price. It's really weird to bring that for that remaster. It just feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Bulletstorm. Like, what we needed the remaster? That seems odd. But I don't know. At least it'll remind people about the game. It makes me want to play it again.
If my head were a rank, it'd be Crystal.
I think it...
fuck. We can't recover from that, Chi.
I know. Thank you, guys.
That's the titties.
All right, next up we got Soulfire. I think this was suggested by Shadow Master.
Yeah, this one come from Shadow Master, and it's sitting at 92%. It doesn't have very many ratings, but it is at, reviews, but it's 92%. It's a battle royale where it's a 2D fighting game where you fight in groups. I don't see any group fight. Oh, there it is. And I guess you fight another team, so two teams fight each other. I guess it's more of a tournament system. And then you move up the ranks, and then you can finally win the tournament at the end. But I think it's a great concept.
That's awesome.
Dude, I think that'd be really cool. Like a battle royale, but like...
it's like League of Legends meets Battle Royale.
No, like a battle royale, like Castlevania. Just straight up Castlevania, like the big ass... Did you ever play that one Castlevania game that you can play multiplayer? It was like up to...
Are you thinking that you play through the levels and then you run into enemies?
No. But I mean, like, imagine making a game. It's like it's a battle royale, but it's like Castlevania, but it's just a little bit more layered. You know, it's like it's not as crazy, but it's just you can actually go down to like each little room and just murder each other. Like Castlevania battle royale would be fucking dope.
Okay, this is as close as we're gonna get, I think, over right now.
So $17. It's in early access. You can get it right now.
For free.
Reviews are fairly positive. Well, they have a demo version for free.
Yeah. You
know, so if you want to check it out.
Oh, shit.
Might check that out.
Yeah, not bad.
While I'm in Spain.
Yeah. No, we could get Luke back in here. He actually asked me to participate in the podcast. So.
Bring him in.
Yeah, I would love that. Oh, I would love that.
We already have an episode for next week.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
we already recorded it. But yeah, next time somebody misses, we should bring him in.
Yeah, he could definitely go on the good shoes.
And then also Admiral Beef wanted to come in, but he's very terrible on the microphone.
God, Admiral Beef, he was probably our worst live guest, wouldn't you say?
Oh, he's one of my best friends.
Well, skill-wise, yeah. I mean,
skill-wise.
He just couldn't get the mic.
I love Beef because he knows how to articulate.
Oh, dude, he talks like a boss. And did you know?
Absolutely.
He didn't graduate from high school?
No, I love Beef because if I could have like a
well, now all his potential players do.
If you want a conversational orgasm, go for Beef.
Yeah.
Yet for some reason he couldn't bring that to the cast last time.
No.
Yeah.
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 No, Beef had a but he used
you
to
might
have
be worth a second chance, Beef.
No,
I hope you hear
that. No, Beef didn't have a podcast. Beef had a bourbon YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah. And which just ended. It was pretty cool. They talk about bourbon and just get fucked up.
Oh, I forgot he has a podcast.
He's owed me a bottle since my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Really?
I just turned 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came to my birthday, said he was going to buy me drinks and stuff. He never bought me a single fucking drink on my birthday.
He owes me a pair of Velcro
You know what?
Shoes.
Fuck that guy. He's never going to get
fuck that guy. You know what? No, we're not friends anymore, Beef.
All right, moving on.
Text me later.
All right. Okay, next up we've got No Man's Sky. Apparently they have a big update coming.
Yeah, so I guess they're planning on putting VR in at some point, which is a natural progression for them because it already looks like a VR game because it has that lower res textures. I think it's a very good fit for them.
So what are they doing?
VR.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a good fit for this type of game.
For sure. And... the one thing is I don't know how much, like, this game is not very an action-based game, so you're just kind of going to be exploring. I don't know how, and this is a game that you have to put in hours and hours into, so are you going to play VR an hour? Oh, is it a different Beyond? That's probably the name of the update. But anyway, I don't know. You VR people, if you have this game, let us know what you think. It better not be a paid update, though.
I doubt it will be.
Yeah.
I think Beyond wasn't that the other update that they had?
I'm not sure.
Or maybe that is this update. But they had a really big update. They kind of brought this back into the spotlight. Everybody dipped in and played it for a little bit. That was the first time I played it, actually.
Yeah.
But it, definitely not my
And it wasn't
game.
Bad.
Just out,
I liked it.
Sure.
Do that. Out of the way.
All right, so I think that's it for the on the radar section.
Did you ever get into No Man's Sky, like for a while?
Not really. I officially got into it.
The newest
Chad did
the because like what was it like the last update? Well, no, not the last update. The good big update that they had. Mm-hmm. It actually did make the game fun. Like Beef and I were playing that shit.
I love No Man's Sky for the nostalgia it brings me of being back in that very original apartment that you and Chad shared. And yeah. There was one night where I was too drunk to drive myself home, so I just stayed over a little bit longer. You guys went to your respective rooms and just left me alone to on the couch. Yeah. I was napping. And then when I woke up, I played No Man's Sky until I was sober enough to just go home. And it was a beautiful experience.
Nice.
That game was shit back then, but hopefully they've really pulled it around now.
Yeah, I remember when that game came out, and I just really was not a fan of it. And it wasn't in a great place, but then that huge update came out. It was a whole lot better. That's when I jumped on, and I still do have some resentment towards that game. I don't know why, but we were playing and we were getting into it. I think I spent one night just getting really into this game, staying up way too late and kind of enjoying it. And then a friend of mine joined and was like, he was running some sort of hacks or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he was able to process everything super quick. And he's like, and it just ruined the game.
Oh, it was mods, dude. People started modding it.
The mods, yeah. So
I feel like
it ruined the game as well.
That's kind of what happened to me in Fallout 76 a little bit. I was playing and I was like, you know, no one's fucking playing with me from DLG. So I was kind of doing my own thing. And then I met a guy there, and he like, you know, these are my friends.
Psst, come here.
And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? What's up? I started playing with him, and he's like, I like your power armor. I'm like, dope. But we started, like, playing, and then I was like, we were doing some quests, and I'm like, I'm out of fucking, I don't know, like.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever, like 10 mil. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. He just dropped, like, 10,000. And I'm like, what? How'd you get all? He's like, oh, there's a dupe.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh.
Ooh.
And I was like, but I kind of need it.
Ill-gotten gains.
I'll grab 1,000. All right. So, but then he was like, oh, whatever you need, man. Like iron, steel, this, that, blah, blah. All these mats. And I was just like, fuck, man.
Now you know what it's like to be a gamer girl.
Why, they just throw stuff at you?
Yeah, like shit is like, you get like a mad bukkake. This is my banquet of affection and love. Accept it, please.
Chia, are you going to start selling your bathwater?
Who?
You're going to start selling your bathwater?
I wish I could bathe. I don't have a shower, a bath. Oh. I have a shower pan and a curtain, and that's how I bathe. I can't even bathe. That's how I shower every day. If you ever come over to my studio, understand that it's a prison shower whenever I shower. It's bad.
Really?
Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Have you been to her place?
No, I've never been.
It's a...
You could come over with experience. Your VR anytime. Anytime.
Oh, really?
It's an experience.
Yeah.
Just really small and very old.
Mm.
But it's by the beach.
Great location.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what it's all about down here. Mm-hmm. All right. We ready to talk about some games?
Let's do it.
A couple of them. All right. I guess I'll start out with Legend of Grimrock 2. I finally finished this game. Absolutely enjoyed it. It was getting kind of old after a while, but I really stretched it out. Searching around.
That's what he said.
Okay. But I went around and I got all the parts of like the armor sets, and you know, I did more than I needed to, and I had the final boss just waiting for me. Final boss was pretty good. Not as good as the first Legend of Grimrock, but I still enjoyed it quite a bit. The whole thing probably took me 30 hours. Like, it was quite an ordeal. But I don't know. Totally happy with it. And there were lots of weird little quirks, things that I ran into. Like, I found a book in the cemetery and it turned Ray into a vampire. And I found out if I fed Chi cheese, she would randomly get stat buffs. So weird little things like
Sounds
that
about
just
right.
really.
yeah, when you're a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And it I did that because I thought, well, she's a rat. She probably would want the cheese because you have to constantly give your party members food to keep their food status up.
Hey, anything to make a girl happy.
That's funny. She so many times she's been in here, be like, do you have any cheese? Specifically.
Every time. Yeah. I was looking for cheese today. Yeah. Didn't get it. I will find it before I leave.
Even string cheese.
Yeah. No wonder why I didn't eat cheese. But on the regular, funny enough, Squadron of Idiots, a.k.a. Duck in chat, says everyone is on keto, and especially with this weight loss challenge, and I'm an advocate for keto. Apparently, that's why you made me a rat, right, Bobby? Because, you know, rats love their cheese.
No, because you're a rogue, and rats get +2 to dexterity. Cheers. I had it all worked out. Yeah, but it was a good time. I really enjoyed that game. I highly recommend it. It seems kind of overpriced, though. I think it's like $27, $24. But I still recommend it.
And of course, you got your dollar per hour.
I really did, man. I got so much value out of that. So, and another RPG that we played was Divinity, Original Sin 2.
Same here, but I'm going to save that for later.
Well, we talk about it almost every week, and it's just like what's going on in that game. So Emilio and I actually had a chance to play with Chad recently.
Well, half of Chad. Chad was drunk.
Half of Chad.
So he was he was playing terribly, but it was still fun.
I mean, I had a good terribly time. For Chad or terribly?
Huh? Terribly.
Well, what we were doing was we were skipping all the story aspects and we were just looking around for fights. So we got to do the fun part. And it was nice because you guys could just throw me on a character. I got to play a ranger with a crossbow, which I've never played range. And then Emilio, you're on a melee character. So it was almost like we were switching roles compared to my saved game or my playthrough.
Right. I like that playthrough. It's funny because I went necro with both builds, right?
Mm-hmm.
But completely different builds. Like I have a two-handed necro kind of like Shadow Knight going on right now. But my other one's like a hardcore mage necromancer. And they're completely different. Like you can, even within the classes, you can deviate depending on what you mix it with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gee, what did you, who'd you play with or what did you do?
Divinity.
Yeah.
So I told you the only time I would play Divinity is with somebody who's fuckable. Obviously not with you guys. Obviously not with you guys.
Right.
And I finally found somebody who went out of his way. Like we had a conversation. I brought up how Divinity was my favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, guess what I bought? And he was like, I got Divinity. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
I got to give you a chance now. Yeah. You actually listen to me. Props and points, right? Anyways, that's why I didn't get my homework done. So that's not even bring up homework this week. I got distracted.
Did you now?
Anyways, I got to play Divinity, and it was so much fun because of the new upgrades. The definitive version, it was almost experiencing the game that I love, but with enough tweaks, enough changes, where it felt like a fresh start.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm good for. I'm ready for that fresh start.
Nice.
So I'll let you know down the road. And if not, we'll see. Just, you know, we'll see if this is like Lone Wolf or we're going to finish this like party style.
I did not like playing without Lone Wolf. I couldn't believe how few action points I had. That was difficult for me.
Yeah, and you're way weaker. And people die. A lot.
Just put sub only.
You're so much stronger with
put sub only chat, man.
We having some trouble over here.
We aren't having any trouble.
Trolls.
We're getting trolls in chat, and what I want to do is just mod someone so they can handle it. I think.
Who's getting the mod?
Who's on
today?
Right now?
Yeah.
Squadron of Idiots is fine. He can do it.
All right. So yeah, Divinity, that game continues to deliver. I think we're averaging about 20 hours per island, and there's 3 islands in the game. In my save game, we are about to embark on the very last island, which I have never even seen before. I don't think I've seen it in screenshots or in videos.
I almost told you last night. It was like 1 a.m., and everybody had to go to bed. And I almost told you, Bobby, like, let's just go.
I know. I said I was going to bed before you could say that, because I knew if you would, I probably would have stayed up.
Okay, let's get off of Divinity Cast, because that's what it's turning into.
It
and
is,
next week,
man.
We talk about Divinity too.
Yeah, next
even though it's a non-video game Okay.
I'll be honest. It's just, can we stop with the divinity?
Maybe. When you play the game, you'll understand.
You'll understand.
Really?
And then we're
going to stretch it out
another 6 months.
No, it's because like...
And then we'll have to sit through it when you can talk.
I know, because...
it's a new guy.
No, because I told you guys, I'm not going to play Divinity. I'm going to wait for...
you guys heard of Pearl Jam?
What's it called? What's it called? The same... The new one's coming out.
Oh, Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate. Yeah. That's not a new one, by the way. And if you're waiting on Baldur's Gate to play Larian Studios game, get over yourself.
I'm going to wait.
Yeah, just quit CS once and for all. Do everyone a favor and play some fucking Divinity.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wow. Damn. Speaking of CSGO, what's up with CSGO Seaside?
Nothing.
She
still sucks at it, though.
No, I've been carrying some teams, some silvers. So CSGO has officially come out with some new competitive maps in the pool.
What am I gonna do?
One of them being Seaside, which is the only one that I played. The thing with Seaside, it's a smaller map. And I'll fuck you over in like 2 seconds flat. So I, being the CSGO whore that I am, wanted to check out the new maps in the competitive pool. Vertigo, of course, got some changes in this update. And Vertigo is, I mean, CS is toxic enough. So why would you impose yourself to play the more toxic maps? I had to try it out. So played some CSGO Seaside. And there's two other scrimmage maps that came up. That's Ruby and or Breach. The purpose of having these scrimmage matches on the competitive pool, apparently they don't actually affect your ranking. So, and they don't actually restrict the player skill. So it's almost like a... currently right now a free-for-all in terms of ranking and then also no real reward or repercussion from playing this game. Sorry. Otherwise, it's just a lot of fun. So I played Seaside, and the thing about it, it's so funny. I forgot what the dudes were saying, but it was so casual. It was so chill. Everyone was complaining about like, oh, dude, I don't know this map, and I'm sucking so bad. It's because I don't know this map. But the way I thought about it, I was like, chill out. We're having fun. No one's actually upset that we're not winning. Just, you know, enjoy yourself. And that was the beautiful thing. It was still competitive. Everybody was still putting in their best efforts, but they weren't
that guy sucks.
Yeah,
it was less serious.
But it wasn't like you were being held up to being you weren't being held up accountable to the report card. You know, yeah. It's like it was fun because you're still all that teamwork was there, and it was fun just kind of figuring out what works, what doesn't work. But you still need teamwork to win the game. I had so much fun because it was still competitive level. But with people who would put in the effort yet not be too toxic before, you know, for like per round basis, because CS players are very, very overly critical of each other. And so it was nice to kind of find that middle ground.
Yeah. It looks like there's a lot of places where it takes two people to get over things. Like climbing on each other's back.
No.
Is that common?
No. So those are all little...
like tricks.
Little tricks, yeah.
Yeah, but those are good.
That's abuse, in a sense. It's not abuse. It's leverage, literally.
So for like, so the first one you saw at the spawn point, that one's totally going to get blocked for sure. They probably didn't know
about that
one.
That's why there's no penalties for losing on this, because they haven't fleshed out these entire...
Probably,
imperfections. You're very right. You're very
like
right.
That one's okay. Like, that one's fine.
So if you stand on somebody's back and you pull out your sniper rifle, it won't affect your vision?
No.
It's perfect?
It's perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember this game came out like 30 years ago.
You would think that they would fix it.
Nonetheless, it's a lot of fun.
You guys are the ones playing it.
It's a lot of fun having these extra maps in the competitive pool without actual penalty, because it puts people in the position to still play competitively, but at the same time, you know, not take the final score as serious. So I do appreciate that.
But yeah.
How expensive is that Dragon scope? That is fucking sick.
That's not the Dragon Lore sniper rifle. That's some other
Dragon Lore thing. It's in the thousands.
I forgot which one that's called. Jeez. But yeah, Dragon Lore is...
But it's because it was only available... They only gave certain cases for like a small amount of time. And if you got it in those cases, then it's like, oh, you know, it's cool.
There's only so many.
Yeah, there's only so many. So it's just people reselling their own after they, you know, after they owned it. And they went, hey, we have it. All right, I had it for a month. I don't need any more.
I've never had so many, like, all I can say is check out these new maps if you're a CSGO player at all in the competitive
pool. Did you like Vertigo?
It's so much fun.
Did you like playing Vertigo again? Like, making it competitive?
I haven't tried. Like, I have been playing Vertigo, but I don't queue Vertigo. Vertigo is one of those maps where I'll play it when somebody else wants to play it, but I will not set myself up to do that. Same thing with Dust, D2, except I will go out of my way to make sure I don't queue up for D2.
It's just all these new maps that they're coming out with, you know, they're nice, they're cool, but people don't really play them because they're not part of the...
they play on the tournaments,
right? Yeah, they'll play on tournaments. Which is... They pretty much, on the tournaments, it's always the same maps, always been the same maps. Vertigo got added to the tournaments, so Vertigo's getting played a lot now, but I still haven't really given it a shot, like, for competitive. Because I remember before, Vertigo was only for Scouts and Knives back in the day. I don't know if you ever played Scouts and Knives. It was one of the original mods where you only had a Scout or Knives, and you just...
I figured that out. Thanks, man.
And it was like... and it was like low gravity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An actual map, yes, and it was perma-low gravity.
But that's, like, only reason people play Vertigo was for Scouts and Knives. But now they got, like... So they're adding Cache. So Cache is already one of the pro maps, but they're remastering it. So for ESL 1 Chicago, they're going to showcase and show the new map, and I think they're going to show it with a comp.
It'll be
super dope.
I just hope the remastering is... You know, it doesn't take away from the fun factor.
Yeah.
I'm all about updates, improvements, and I love Cache as it is now. Cache is one of the few maps that I can requeue it back to back. I wouldn't mind playing Cache, Mirage, Inferno back to back.
Where has CSGO failed in any of their remasters on their maps? They've all been great. I don't think any of the remasters have been like, oh man, they added this thing.
Have you played D-Nuke anytime recently?
Nuke looks awesome. I feel like it's been restructured in ways where, like, it's actually less, I don't know, it's not as shitty when it comes, how did that guy fly?
The way I feel about Nuke is, like, when you can tell somebody was really putting in the effort to make it better, but in terms of, like, maybe, what, Botox, plastic surgery, but it's so obvious that they tried to reskin the whole thing that it's off-putting.
It's not about the skinning. I think it's about just all the getting rid of the ramps and getting rid of some of the stuff outside. That is really cool. And then adding, like, new sniper spots and stuff like that. I thought that's really cool about it.
So. You guys should have your own CS cast.
I know we should.
Not really.
Oh, really? You guys should have your own fucking Divinity cast.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but that's a good game.
I would be in a CS cast only because it would expose me to so many more CSGO players.
Oh, my God.
That's a CSGO good thing.
And then I want to be CSGO.
I don't know.
And then.
Oh, anyways, God. No. But
that
yeah.
It seems like it. CSGO always seems like a game from another era to me.
It is, because they're old people.
It is, man.
We're so old.
No, but there's so many new players in the game. It's ridiculous. It never dies. It just doesn't die. And then that squad gameplay is just ridiculous, man. It's fun. You know, they have, and I think it's the only real... I know they just had that Fortnite, you know, comp where, like, you know, they won $3 million or whatever, but... It was just that one event, you know. All the other events they've ever had are kind of like, eh.
You know what I?
But CS:GO has an event every other you know, every month, every 2 months.
You know what I said?
And they're huge, and they sell out stadiums.
So when I was working at the bar, somebody was like, "Gee, I know you're a gamer. How do you feel about that kid that won $3 million in Fortnite?" And literally, I said, "No fucking kid deserves to win $3 million playing any battle royale, let alone Fortnite."
Yeah, he does.
$3 million
in
one sitting? He's not the fucking best in the world.
Best in the world.
Best in the world at one of the worst games ever. Like, do you know how much RNG is involved with a game like that?
Yeah, but you have to win multiple times.
I'm going to be honest.
You have to win multiple.
Fortnite, I'll give them props.
Oh, my God.
When they're good, man.
He's the best in the world.
Dude, have you seen him build?
Are you fucking serious?
Dude.
$3 million winning one game in fucking Fortnite.
I'll put it this way. So I'm not a fan of Fortnite.
Nor I.
But
Fortnite has only been out for a year and a half, where CS has been out for over 15 years. And they're dedicated.
No,
oh,
no.
Wow, 2 years. I'm sorry. People have dedicated their actual lifetime of perfecting FPS art with Counter-Strike, whereas Fortnite is like a fucking...
It's a third-person shooter builder at the same time.
Who is this $3 million winner?
Yeah, but that's some 16-year-old.
So he's not an established professional gamer at all. He just won a fucking board.
He's probably really good
at fucking video games. I kid you not. Way to go, kid. You're fucking awesome at video games.
But he earned it.
But you did not fucking earn $3 million.
Yes, he did.
No.
He probably played 16
Choke
hours a day.
Choke on my E-peen. You do not deserve $3 million on a game that's only 2 years old.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
No, he doesn't.
Because in that short time, that year and a half.
Why? Because he outplayed Ninja once upon a time?
No, because he won the tournament. I'm sure Ninja was in the tournament.
$3 million. Okay, so that money, that is a staple on how mainstream Fortnite is. Not actually how skill-based, game-effective, and or efficient the tournament was. That's just showing you how popular Fortnite is and why you being good at Fortnite is just saying, like, you're, like, you know, like, it's
just
basically...
different kinds of skills.
It's not a different kind of skill.
It is.
It is. It is. She just came.
Yeah, I got her off. All right, move on.
That was the worst. Like that was the worst
I've ever had.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I follow Ninja since Halo days. Great, awesome.
Your headphones.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Anyways,
can you make me a drink? I just need ice. Actually, I have drinks.
But no, honestly, like I respect Fortnite players. To be honest, just the building aspect, man, and just the speed of the.
Yeah,
the building
and
everything. I think it's pretty cool. It's cool. It's not a game for me. Third person shooter. Not really like crazy. I'm in trouble. You're in trouble?
Oh my God. This is wild, guys.
This is awesome. Wild. This is we got trolls and fucking pieces of shit, dude.
Oh God.
Coming back in on the chat. If you're on watching us on Twitch, there's a guy on chat that's been a little. Whatever, who cares?
He's just banned, bro.
He's
trying to get some attention. He's barking up the wrong tree, though. We don't have much to give out.
I know.
Maybe this is a good time for my movie review.
Yeah. What you watch?
Good as time as
Wait, hold up.
I watched Silent Hill.
Oh, damn it. Hold on. Let me go pee and then you talk about it.
Okay.
It's my movie.
I'm just going to fly solo for a while. Yeah, go ahead, dude.
The Bobby Show.
I'll talk to Twitch chat. What's up, guys? What's going on? Literally just me right now. Isn't there a talk shows category? Yes, there is. She wanted to be on the just chatting category for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why it matters. Oh, more trolls and just chatting? Maybe that's it. See, I'm not a fan of that. Like, why don't we just stick to what we are? Like, there's literally a section for talk shows and podcasts. We're literally a podcast.
Is there a section for yelling? Fist fights.
Oh, so many more trolls. See, this is why we keep Squadron around, man. This guy knows what's going on.
He knows a lot of shit, man. I picked his brain the other day about Minecraft, and I was so blown away about... Well, I know he's a smart guy already, because he builds computers and stuff like that, and he's pretty good at it. He's always giving good advice. But on that game, I was like, man, somebody who... What are you getting out of this game? And the complexity levels that they had going on in their server was just ridiculous. You know, I think they were making, so they were farming materials, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a big group. And of course you could just make a kind of ruin the game. Like what you said with No Man's Sky, you could do that and just make all the silver you want, or you could actually earn it. But they like earning it through like, basically abusing the in-game mechanics. So what they were doing is like they set up a dungeon that all it does is where's my ice cup?
This is our first YouTube episode, by the way,
yeah,
guys. Just
no,
for,
I don't
for
think it
everybody
is.
To see.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
You're turning into me now. You see what I see. But yeah, dude, Minecraft is crazy, dude. And I think a big part of it is it's a collective effort. You know, it's like these games like Ark, where everybody has to work together to accomplish this one goal. You know, and some of the stuff they do in there is just incredible. But.
So just to give you an idea, they made a dungeon to kill mobs. So they made this, I don't know what to call it. Yeah, a dungeon, I guess. And somehow they make them spawn there by tricking the game into making them think that people are there. And then they all get, they taunt them into a hole. and then the hole incinerates them, and then all of the loot that drops off of these bad guys, mm-hmm. we're talking about, they can make so many, like thousands, and they just going in, and then they just go to the bottom of this giant machine.
They're just making a factory.
A factory of killing bad guys, wow. and then they just go and collect the materials at the end of it.
Genius.
Yeah. But the amount of work that goes into these things, man, it's crazy.
Exactly.
All right. So let's talk about Silent Hill.
Yes.
So this was one that Ray was really pushing here.
For like 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. This was one that I'm glad I finally got to. I was glad to rewatch it. I saw this in the movie theater in 2006. I'm finding 1994 and 2006 are like the biggest years in video games movies so far. So this movie is, I don't know how closely this follows along with the Silent Hill video game, but because I've never played it, but the movie is about a girl who's having these delusions, some connection to a place called Silent Hill. Her mother takes her there to get to the bottom of this, ends up getting trapped in like another dimension. Her child gets lost. She has to run around trying to find it. And she gets to the bottom of the mystery of what happened in this town. It's got a deep, dark secret, and then is able to free her child that way.
This trailer looks pretty good.
The movie looks very good. Yeah. So the notable actors, the only really notable actor in this is Sean Bean. He plays the husband of the woman who is still in reality, trying to figure out where she went, why she went there, and what's going on as well. So he's got his own little B plot going on. So this game, like you said, looks fantastic. This is a great looking movie. It looks like a Hollywood movie, and a lot of video games don't. A lot of video games look passable. This game looks very good. The special effects in particular look fantastic. They spent a lot of money on it. It was $50 mm-hmm. million dollars in 2006. Now, it made its money. It made about $100 million in the box office, and it also did very well in DVD sales.
For a video game movie?
Yeah, not for bad. A video game movie, that's outstanding. So the movie looks great. It does have its issues, though. I read a few reviews on it, and I agree with a lot of the points they brought up. The Ebert review is actually really, really good. I'd recommend that one. But the movie is a little long. It's about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and it definitely feels like it drags in parts. It feels like the characters, there's a lot of needless running around, which I guess is accurate for most video games. You know, go to this area, now go to this area, and do this. So it definitely feels like a video game in that respect.
A little too true to form,
maybe? Yeah. I think.
If you played the game, I'd imagine, like, you'd be like, oh, that's the school where this part happens in the game. Like, you'd really be into
yeah.
it. But it does feel a little long, and it also is a little confusing. The plot gets a little confusing. There's one particular part near the end where...
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Again, if you've played the video game, this probably all totally makes sense. But there's one part where she reaches a certain point, and... The movie dips into this flashback for a few minutes. It's narrated by the evil little girl, and mm-hmm. it has like this scratched film stock look to it. Again, it looks fantastic, but it dumps so much exposition on you that I almost felt like I had to take notes. Like, wait a minute, what happened? Okay, that's why this happened. Oh, and he did that thing, yeah. and that's why his hands are burned. It was a lot of that. But despite all that, this is just such a professional looking movie. I even looked up the cinematographer on this, and he has done so much work. He worked on the last two John Wick movies. He's been working Ooh. For like the last 30 years. Like, excellent job. The director wasn't...
The CGI works really good too.
Yeah, the CGI holds up to today. Mm-hmm. There's so many scenes where a room, you know, this ash colored abandoned room, because ash is constantly falling in this town, it transforms into like this writhing fleshy texture,
which
and
is
it
what
looks great.
That, which is what would happen in the game. Yeah. So that's why every time the new game would come out, we had like new tech, mm-hmm. you know, all the new hardware. I always wanted that Silent Hill game where it just happened in real time, and it did. It ended up happening by like 3 or 4, I forgot which one.
Yeah, but they did a good job,
and it looks amazing. Like just being there, I think it was more like on 5. 5 made it look really good, but you'd be in like, you know, at the school.
Yeah, and that siren sounds.
In the siren, dude. The siren is.
I know
awesome.
That siren. I never played the game, but I watched a friend play it, so I know the siren.
The sirens, the fucking pyramid heads. And yeah. the peeling walls and get all fleshy and weird. It's yeah. just so cool.
So there were two scenes that really stood out to me. One where the pyramid head guy catches one of the girls running to the church and first rips her dress off, then rips her skin off. Mm-hmm. It was brutal. This movie is gory and it is scary. Like, it creeped me out.
Yeah.
I was watching it late at night and it's creepy.
Were you not watching it with your girl?
No, I watched this one solo.
Does she like scary movies?
I love that.
Not really.
Like, the enemies that come out are identical to the game. So just watching them in a movie was just, I'm telling you, this is me, my favorite.
I think they really nailed, I remember the nurses from the game. Like, they really nailed a lot of the aspects of it.
The only difference is just instead of it being Harry, it's this girl. That's the only thing.
Bobby, since you started this video game quest, like, is this
video
one of the
movies quest?
Yeah, is this one of the standout? It seems like it is.
I would think this would be more palatable to people who aren't into video games.
Which is why I really like this movie, because, like, when I saw this movie...
But also, at the same time, fans of the game itself.
Yeah.
Like, I think it delivers on both.
I mean, that's great. Who's ever done that?
The complaints about the movie are, they're definitely there, but they're outweighed heavily by how good this looks and how well it's done. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend this. I mean, the only other video game movie that I've talked about so far that has looked this good was Gamer, and that one was made in 2009 by the guys who did the High Voltage or Crank movies.
Yeah. Got a question for you, Bobby, as a movie watching pleb. Like, I definitely enjoy good shots, and I will, like, mention them, like, wow, look at what they did with that shot. But what's the difference? Where does the cinematography end, and where does the director come in? Isn't it the director that picks the angles for the shots, or that falls?
It really depends on the movie.
On the director, right?
You know, sometimes directors have more controls, sometimes producers have more controls.
Yeah.
The cinematographer is there as, like, kind of the right hand of the director.
Holy shit,
like,
John Snow? A lot of it happens. I forgot that.
Yeah, Sean Bean is in this. Is that Jon Snow? Or is that someone else?
Yeah, Kit Harington.
Holy shit, I forgot about, dude. Okay, so...
Oh, this is a different movie we're watching.
No, yeah, that's a sequel.
Oh, this is Revelation.
Yeah.
Okay, which I've never seen.
Which, it's also good, man. They did a good job with Silent Hill movies, man.
Like, Mr. Intrigue over here.
You haven't seen it, huh? You haven't seen Revelation, man.
The other really good scene in this is at the end where the girl finally gets inside of the church and she just eviscerates everyone with these barbed wires. And the barbed wires look fantastic. They're slicing through people. That was just a very, very well done scene. But also, you know, you mentioned the camera work, and that stood out to me as well. Like, they're doing things like they're doing Dutch angles, they're doing match cuts, they're, like, doing wonders that tilt into things. Like, there's good cinematography here. There's good camera work. Like, it looks very professionally done. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these video game movies, they don't even bother with that. That stuff's hard to do, and it's expensive. And especially with all the CGI, there's so much CGI.
Like, when this movie came out, I took my friend Renata to go watch it with me, and she just watched it, not knowing anything about the video game, and she loved it. She's like, "The movie's really cool, and I love the whole mom and, like, daughter thing."
So you
and
brought a casual into a video game
movie,
and she was like, was
"And
into
the
it?
Ending, and the ending's so crazy. I did not expect that. That's so crazy."
Come one, come all, casual,
and she loved it. And I was like, dude, it actually sticks really true to the game. Like, right, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Props to that.
So, yeah, director of photography is another way of saying cinematographer. That's a DP is a...
That's the double penetration.
I called him smart a little bit earlier.
I bet you anything my mom would like.
Games, of course, came first, dude.
The Resident Evil games, yeah. So, next week's movie, I got a good recommendation from Coffee Black, and also... Holmes in chat was talking about it. Brain Scan from 1994.
Yeah,
again, 1994 and 2006. Yep. Man, those are the years.
What's Brain Scan?
Brain Scan has the kid from Terminator 2, and it is about him playing a computer game, and the stuff he does in the computer game gets acted out in real life. So all the murders
and
everything.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it looks weird. It looks terrible. I'm going to love it. I can't wait to check it out. So, yeah, Brain Scan if you guys... Oh, and also, I apologize. This movie, Silent Hill, is no longer on Crackle. It must have just been taken off, because if you Google search Silent Hill Crackle, there's a link going right to it, but it goes to a Crackle page that says, sorry, this couldn't be found. They must have just lost the rights to it.
When in doubt, torn it out.
No, but Sony owns it. But then Konami's a bitch, so...
Yeah, so I don't know. That's what happens with a lot of these.
But it's a Sony thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Konami is a bitch.
Konami, I don't know.
Does Bethesda have any movies?
Not yet.
No.
What movie? What first Bethesda movie would you go with? Skyrim? Fallout?
Oh, obviously.
Well, definitely not Doom. It's
no,
Doom
not
had
Doom.
Two shit ones.
No.
Fallout.
Fallout would be dope.
Yeah.
Wait, Bethesda is Doom?
And actually,
when they made the Doom movies,
if they would just go simple,
but
with
new
Fallout,
one looks like shit too.
If they would go simple with just Fallout 3 and just playing it out,
yeah,
that would be a really good movie. Yeah. Actually, really cool. But the whole ending and everything in Fallout 3 would be really neat.
Yeah.
You think Fallout 3 is the best story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best story, for sure. Best gameplay is in Vegas, but yeah.
Dude, so coming off of like Fallout 3 being my favorite game of all time at the time, mm-hmm. and then playing New Vegas for like 5 hours, I was like, this is not Fallout 3, and I just left it.
Really?
Yeah, and I just...
Mm-hmm. No, man.
I know New it's good. Vegas no, I know amazing. It's good. People played that for fucking so yeah, much. Yeah, dude. And
people modded Fallout 3, New Vegas, and made it into, like, you know, and modded Fallout 3
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
So when I was doing some research on Silent Hill, I came across this page on Box Office Mojo, which has the top video game adaptations listed here, ranked by lifetime gross.
Told you, Detective Pikachu is the best video game movie ever.
Well, made the most money.
I thought you said Silent Hill was.
No, it is.
What's your truth?
Silent Hill. I'm more of a fan of Silent Hill than.
So Bobby, I don't know if this is adjusted for inflation.
That's what I always argue about that. One, there's more people, and mm-hmm. two, everybody's dollars are worth more.
Yeah, they usually on lists like this, especially Box Office Mojo, they usually adjust for inflation.
Okay,
but yeah, number one is Detective Pikachu. But I just want to point out a few movies that we've talked about here. So
the Tomb Raider was pretty good.
Mortal Kombat, which was one of the first ones I did, is rated number 7.
It's pretty good because it's older.
Yeah, for being an old movie.
Yeah.
Silent Hill is at number 15.
Multiple Resident Evils were scrolling by.
Yeah, so a lot of Resident Evil. Let's see, which other ones have we done?
Super Mario Bros. Is at 28. One of the worst movies ever.
Yeah. I didn't even know Super Mario Bros. Had a movie.
Oh, there was a Ratchet and Clank movie, man.
Yeah, there was.
Can you scroll up? That. I want to see top 10.
Okay, well, let me just get through the ones that we've talked about so far on the podcast. The Wizard is at number 31.
Who's the Wizard?
The Wizard was the 1989 movie.
Episode.
Yeah, Blood Rain is at number 38. Right behind it, Double Dragon at 39.
Where's Postal?
It's not on there. They only missed the top 45.
Let's look at the top 10, Bobby, for the shit you're missing out on. What is
it? The top 10 is all new movies. It's Pokemon Detective Pikachu, Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Rampage was so bad. The only reason it's on there is because it had fucking The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. Mm. I heard he almost turned down that role because he didn't want the monkey to die at the end.
Oh, yeah. Good guy, The Rock.
Spoilers, dude.
Good guy, Dwayne Johnson.
Rampage at number 4. Prince of Persia at 5. Pokemon, the first movie, at 6.
Pokemon, first movie. 7. Can I tell you guys, I love going to the movies alone. I do. I take myself out all the time to go to the movies alone. And Pokemon, the first movie, was the very first movie Chi-Chi went to go watch by herself because that's a true Pokemon fan right there.
The detective one?
No. Pokemon, the first movie, was my first movie I ever watched on my own. I had the guts to walk all the way.
Went as a kid.
So, yeah. I was 7, 8, 9 years old, maybe. What year did that come out, Bobby?
I was a kid. Pokemon, my mom took me and my brother.
1999.
Yeah. I was 11 years old, guys. And I walked downtown. I lived right off of Broadway. And I walked maybe 3 miles to go to the movie theater downtown. Bought myself a ticket just to watch that movie all by myself. Because if fucking bitches didn't want to go with me, I went all by myself. Because I don't give a fuck. So I was 11 years old.
So since
I brought
you were
myself
11,
to that
you were
going to
be alone forever.
You.
I'm joking.
Anyways, went into here's the awesome thing.
Down with girls.
Like, I walked 3 miles to go watch the first Pokemon movie by myself. And when I got there, I actually bumped into someone I knew. His name was Tony, which is also my brother's name. And he was there with his uncle. And
we don't care about any of those.
Let me just
fucking
say,
Tony.
Damn, dude. Let me just say, because of them,
Tony was there.
Tony Bologna?
His uncle was in a wheelchair, guys. So okay. Come on. Okay. His uncle was in a wheelchair.
Come on, guys.
Brought his nephew out to the movies.
Come
on. And
stop making fun of Tony.
We recognize each other. I sat next to them, and Tony was actually my first crush ever. He's probably the only Asian boy I actually ever liked. And oddly enough, he shares the same name as my brother and my father. But nonetheless, when I was 11 years old, I had the guts to walk 3 miles to go watch Pokemon.
That's pretty
and
good.
And I bumped into my very first crush. Who am I, Ray? First crush for the first time ever in my life.
No,
and that
me.
Movie was so fucking good. All right? So fucking good. I love Pokemon, the first movie.
Okay,
cool.
and your tails.
Who's a real tree. Who's a real gamer in the room here or Pokemon fan? Let's be real. Let's be real.
Where three is miles, bitch. Is that movie on this list?
11 years old. 3 fucking miles. Mew.
Cricket, don't start.
You should say Mew.
My who's mom took gamer? Me and my brother.
Mew.
Like
who's
normal
the biggest
people.
Gamer? Mew.
Just to address some stuff in chat, Hemlock Holmes, you might have skipped out for a second, but yes, I am watching Brain Scan next week, so tune in then.
And then she likes Halo. Yes, she does.
Do you like Halo?
Yeah.
I enjoy Halo. I've actually enjoyed multiple instances mm-hmm. of Halo with friends, but on my own, I wasn't a Halo girl. I was a CS girl, but I did enjoy Halo with my friends.
Halo 1, was it? We used to mm-hmm. connect Xboxes together in LAN.
Yeah.
And eight players?
Huh? Or
8 players?
No, because it was me, Leon, Drew, and
I got another scary story about Halo.
So we would it would be like, is it connected? Yeah. All right, cool. We're good. And it was just it was super cool.
I love Halo.
Long ass Ethernet cables.
During college, I would have Halo nights with whiskey and curry. It was like curry, whiskey, and Halo.
What do you think about editing, Bobby? Maybe with editing? Can we green screen them out?
Me?
Yeah, you too. I don't like you either.
The fuck?
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know what? That Final Fantasy movie, I missed it, but it's somewhere on
I'm going to wear that green man suit. Just fucking be dancing the whole time. What's up, guys? Fuck off.
Oh, can I make an announcement about TwitchCon House? We might have an extra room open up.
No, I know.
Someone's not paying.
Yeah, Daniel's son is being a bitch, and he might not actually go, so we might have an extra room.
Yes, we might have an extra room.
Did he ever?
What about Tony? In a private room.
We can invite Tony.
It's not wheelchair accessible.
Anyway. Only if his dad can come and you can
oh my gosh.
It's not ADA approved, guys.
That's a lawsuit, actually.
Adipeus complex is so real, guys. Because my very first crush, same name as my brother and my dad. How fucked up is that?
Yo, we gotta work on. If you're wearing shorts, I'm not wearing shorts, man. It just looks weird. It's so much.
Why am I tanner than you?
Why are you paper white, dude?
You were the white one last time. Yeah. It's the lighting, dude. It's the lighting.
Yeah. All right, so Chi, you missed homework this week. That's unfortunate because Dust was a great game.
Are we done with the games?
Yeah, I think so. Unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about.
Once upon a time in Hollywood. No one cares.
No. Yeah, we'll skip that because we talk about that on next week's episode. Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, all right. So, and I played Apex Legends, but who cares? So we'll just keep.
Dust keep is going. The story of my. You know.
I'm whiter than Bobby.
It's actually Dusk, isn't it? What's Dusk?
It's Bobby?
Dust. Dust.
Oh.
The funny thing is, Bobby was
you
like.
You didn't play it. That's
okay, here's
thing.
A funny story. Bobby's like, hey, girl, I've got 8,000 games in my library. If there's one game I want to recommend to you, it's this Dust game, Illusion's Tale. Yeah. And I'm like, Bobby, I can't find it. I can't find it. You know, it's not in your Steam library. Lo and behold, it doesn't exist in his inventory, but I already had the game in my inventory. I had bought this game. I had already been interested in this game, but it's never been touched.
You still didn't play it? You still can do your homework?
You still didn't play it?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I told you I got distracted.
Isn't it an Asian thing that you guys are great at doing homework and stuff, and you just fail in all this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem
is... you're a Mexican, dude.
I think there's a misunderstanding. So some people think that homework should be branching outside of your genre, and some people think it should cater to your likes. But the thing is about, we come in every week talking about games that we played that we liked. You know, that's just supposed to be what you're doing on the podcast. The homework's supposed to push you a little further.
Yeah.
No, when it comes to Cheese Week, we'll just give her CS rank. And then that's it. We'll be happy.
Somehow it won't get done.
I don't know.
Honestly, I'm telling you, all you have to do is give me something that I
you
want.
You said,
to play.
I'll play that.
You said,
okay,
you
first
said
off,
I played
okay,
it. You liked it. You were
I
like,
did.
That game
I
looks
own
really
the game.
Cool.
I own the game.
You actually own it.
I own the game, but I would. Okay, I got tempted by the boy, the cute boy that wanted to play Divinity with me, all right? He wanted to handle my barrels, and I was like, sold.
I didn't get the rest.
I give it to her.
I didn't want one part of my life to be dusty
every
anymore,
time you,
if you know
if
what
you
I mean.
If you don't do your homework,
I'm not
something has to happen on stream for that person. I don't give a fuck.
I gotta pee.
Like a spanking or something.
And also get out of here.
You need a
in general.
Hey, dude. We didn't have much for this episode. We're trying to make up for that, all right?
Oh, boy. All right. Guys, well, let's talk a little bit about some news. We don't have much news, and then we'll get on to listener questions here. So there wasn't really a whole lot of news this week. First up, Ninja ditches Twitch for exclusive streaming deal with Mixer. I actually tuned in because I'd never watched Ninja stream.
And
I've never watched anything on Mixer as well. So I was like, let's knock out two.
All the EA stuff for E3 was on Mixer. All of it.
Oh, really?
Microsoft made them do that.
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft is really, they're like Epic, you know, they're really buying their way into the scene. So, yeah, Mixer is obviously a platform that's going to compete with Twitch. My question is, so is he not allowed to go to TwitchCon? Like, how does that work?
I know, right? Yeah. I wanted to meet Ninja at TwitchCon.
The article really doesn't give a whole lot away. He had, like, this fake press release that was kind of a commercial. It was actually done really well. And he said, hey, it's just going to be the same old me. Nothing's going to change.
You know what I need to do?
It has changed.
Tonight?
What?
I need a wig that matches Ninja's hair color right now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the new Ninja.
Ninja's hair is always pretty dope.
But the female Ninja.
But, so
and
Ninja,
a lot more likable than that Ninja.
And he just fucking hella like...
Yeah, get ready. Give me your $3 million for it.
He's one of my favorite streamers. And when he switched over to... he's good. First of all, he's a Halo gamer. That's why I like Ninja from the beginning. And then once he went... And then he plays every game, you know. But then when Fortnite came out, he was like, everyone's playing this, PUBG. I'm going to play Fortnite. And he got really good at Fortnite. And then Fortnite grew and grew and grew and grew. And since he stuck to it, unlike all the other gamers, he became the best one at it for a while. You know, because now we have a 60-year-old, $3 million fucking winner. Anyways, his stream right now is way better than it was on Twitch.
Really? How so?
He's actually, like, people are actually... And actually, funny, today I was watching him stream today, actually. When I got home today, I was watching him stream. And he was getting a bunch of... You know how Twitch has biddies, Mixer has, what's it called? Embers.
Whatever. Okay.
They have embers. So he was getting a bunch of embers and a lot of questions. So he was actually like, oh man, this is an active fucking stream again. I love this. It's not just people trying to learn how to play from me. It's, you know, it's fucking people actually active again and like asking a bunch of random questions, which is pretty cool. I thought it was really neat. It's just people like, hey
was
man,
he
like,
playing?
He was playing. Yeah.
And responding.
Yeah. And like getting wins, man. Getting like fucking wins. The guy's good. The guy's so fucking good.
He didn't
good.
Earn it though.
Huh? Oh, I know he didn't earn it. No. He's a piece of shit.
It's just all RNG.
Yeah. Such a shitty game. That deserves no skill. I was watching this guy just like, you just hear his keys just going. The guy's building fucking towers. As he's running down a field, he gets shot once. He already built like a fucking fortress behind him. The guy is great. He's a fucking great gamer. And
this thing looks, this commercial looks funny.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's funny. You should check it out with audio later.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny. But no, he's actually doing great on Mixer. I've seen him actually 3 times already.
They're offering free subs. Yeah. I guess they have subs on Mixer as well.
2 months.
Yeah, so for 2 months, you can get a free sub.
Yeah.
If you create a Mixer account.
So,
He's eating a banana. Yeah. That's so a keto sin.
First of all, so you said the stream looked better. How about the layout, the way the stream... Here's the big problem with Twitch.
It looked good.
Here's the problem with Twitch. Too much chat, too quick. And then Bobby says it's like more like riding a wave or like... Like dealing with a crowd of people.
Well, if you have too many, yeah.
Mixer actually looks great, man. Actually,
they've got a more fluid motion in the chat.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it's just me, but Fortnite looked awesome and on 1080p.
You know what I noticed too? So I spent a little bit of time on Mixer just checking out other streams.
That's aggressive.
And I noticed there were two people streaming together.
First thing,
it put each of their screens in like one in the top, one in the bottom. So I was watching two streams at one time. I could close one and full screen the other. So it had a lot of versatility to it.
Did you hear about there was like a little, it was on the news where Mixer has guidelines of what you can wear. And depending on what you're wearing, it means it's whatever level.
Different levels.
Yeah, different levels.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, so they were like,
what the fuck?
No, yeah. But it got very sexist, where it's just like...
They were very specific on girls, the on bus girl clothing, line. Like, they were very direct. And, you know, the problem with Twitch
was Twitch
is very vague about it, and that's caused lots of problems. So they were very specific.
Yeah,
and,
makes sense.
But then that caused problems because, you know, so you're going against girls? Like, no, it's just girls, you know, it's different.
So you're not telling me that the lump sum of your time on the internet isn't congested with big titty bitches?
It's not. It's actually never.
And video games.
Ray, never is. Every single time.
50 big titty bitches and video games.
I don't watch porn or any of that shit. I don't.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have a girlfriend.
Does it work? Wait, what? No, okay, sorry if I'm getting a little bit loud.
I'm not married yet.
Porn is amazing for anybody in any type of relationship status.
I do have a fleshlight.
What are you doing on your internet?
I have a fleshlight.
What are you doing
on your fleshlight? It's a
Brought to you
fleshlight
on your internet.
And Riley Reed.
Outside of porn and video games.
I never watch porn.
What are you doing on your internet outside of porn and video games?
Editing photography on the internet.
There you go.
But not really.
Gee. Clusters. Gee, do you? I know that like anything that isn't Steam, you fight against. But like, would you be against moving to a different platform if everything else, if it was clearly the better choice? Do you have affiliation with Twitch where like I can't leave Twitch?
The reason why I am probably just going to stay on Twitch is because I'm too lazy to try to restart on anything else, because I've never been fame hungry, money hungry, and I feel like a move to Mixer equals that. I feel I applaud Ninja for making moves that will work for him.
He's a great businessman.
Yeah, absolutely.
So actually, and
I applaud him for that reason. Outside of that, though, I have a hard time keeping up with the 400 people that I'm already subscribed to. I'm not going to do anything different because I'm a stubborn old woman.
Subscribe to 400 people? You're rich.
I'm a stubborn old woman that will never stream more than once or twice a week. So no, you will not see me on Mixer. And if you do, it's only because I've fucking, what's Pikachu? I've Raichu'd my way into the fucking Thought Tiana territory.
Okay.
Mixer is a fucking power move, dude. I'm not in position. So, I'm not in that position to do a fucking power move.
Like today's, like when he was streaming today, someone asked him, like, "Yo, you know what? Like, I've been doing YouTube and I've been doing this, and I've been doing it for 5 years, and I still haven't, you know, come up on it."
Yeah.
And
the guy was like, "We were watching at the same time, right? I remember him talking about
it. Oh yeah, okay.
You know what my next power move is?
Whoa, where do you go from?
Out of here.
I'm gonna change my name to Ninjette on Twitch, and then I'm gonna get a wig where it's half green,
but he was talking,
half mermaid green, half mermaid pink.
Then
I'm gonna be the next
subtle.
I'm gonna be the next $3 million Fortnite winner just because. Why not? Let's do it.
You can barely handle smokes on CSGO. You're not going to be a fucking pro at Fortnite.
Yeah? You want to bet?
Yeah.
You want to 1v1 me, bro?
And what, on Fortnite?
On anything.
At least I played.
On fucking anything,
Oh,
dude.
I'll kick your ass on any game. Any game. Any game.
Are you fucking serious?
Any game, yeah.
Rock,
obviously.
Paper, scissors, me right now. That's out of three.
No, that doesn't count.
Put down that white claw, bitch.
That doesn't count, but let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Damn
bitch,
it, she wins.
You just lost. Best two out of three.
But
that's,
you know,
right. That's right.
But how about actual skill?
Choke on my EP, motherfucker.
How about actual skill?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody clip that shit.
Goodness.
But
right. I went even in RNG.
Mixer next week.
Oh, but like,
quit flashing the camera, your
Ninja
big ass
like,
booty.
You know, saying sometimes you got to change platforms, and that'll help you like become bigger. That was a subtle
well,
little.
Marconi has made a good point in chat here. He says Microsoft is setting up Ninja for Halo. He's going to push Halo like no one's business.
It probably makes sense.
And they're coming out with a new Halo game, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, the new Halo game plus Master Chief Collection coming out. Well, it makes sense. You know, he's going to finally. Okay, if you're watching Ninja on Twitch. When you're watching his streams were fucking him just being like, he's quiet, looking at the screen, just playing, thanks for the subs.
He's getting paid right now.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, he hated it. You can tell how much he fucking hates Fortnite now. So him switching to Mixer is just going to be, finally he's going to go back to that one game that he fucking loved, that he got him big, and it's Halo. That's badass. That's good.
Yeah, let's get some Mixer sponsorship.
Some
we'll move over too.
Here's the thing, guys. If somebody can pay my rent, I will stream all you fucking
Shadow
want.
Messages call me the new mini.
No, I'm just joking.
That's horrible.
Joking aside, guys.
More like a new large.
No, joking aside, guys. You know how I've been. Joking aside, guys. You know how I've been kind of. I've always been kind of a hiatus streamer and kind of out of it, not really having homework. I told you guys I'm back on a normal schedule to kind of help me with the scheduling of my life. It's not working out.
No.
I'm ready to be a full-time bartender again because I miss streaming. I miss just gaming. Like, I'm a gaming addict for life, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go back. You got to be at work at what, 8?
Oh, my God. 8 in the morning. What the fuck is wrong with me? I should just quit now. I should just, like, Ray not show up for work tomorrow. Me?
Ray plays till, like, 3 in the morning, and he's at work at, like, 5.
I'm on 6:30.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, dude.
Couldn't do that. Fuck? I've done it, but I don't like it.
No,
All right. Next bit of news. Oh, boy. Republican officials point to video games after El Paso mass shooting. That's unfortunate.
Trump brought it up.
Yeah, and some other officials as well. I saw this. I didn't even want to put it up because I was like, is this even news anymore? Like,
well,
anytime.
It wasn't for a long time, but now that it's happening again, it's coming up again. And it's funny because, like...
It's not funny.
No, I won't even go there. God
did
damn,
somebody donate the shooter enough biddies to dare him to shoot up a Walmart?
No,
are you fucking kidding me?
No. Horrible.
Like, all my jokes are horrible, by the way.
That's true.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a subject that we talked quite a bit about maybe 5 months ago. I think back in January, I was reading that book, Assassination Generation, where the guy was making a really strong case for that. But, you know, again, it always gets reinforced, like, studies are inconclusive, and there's, like, no verifiable link between the two. And I feel like we've been saying that for the last 30 years, 30 years.
And
you know?
The other thing is...
Well, when Columbine happened, that was the first time we heard it,
there's
right?
tons of video games with...
That really brought it into the spotlight because they played Doom.
Yeah.
There's tons of countries with video games, and this is not happening there.
Yeah.
So we have to see what we're looking doing different and then focus on that. Mm-hmm. But let's get off this topic.
Yeah, because you guys heard my opinion on it off stream.
Yeah.
No.
And there's a reason I'm speechy but also raunchy at the same time. Raunchy comes out on topics, debatable topics like this.
Okay.
Okay.
Time for listener questions. All right. First one coming from Duskthorn. Damn it, Bobby. Stop being a little bitch and watch some fucking anime.
Ooh.
I'm getting called out here.
Duskthorn.
Okay. Well, I should be clear that I feel like I've given anime a fair shake. Like, I haven't just totally discarded it without watching any of it. I could list off quite a bit of anime that I've seen. So, you know, it's not like I'm just saying, nope, not for me, without giving it a shot. And
like, you've seen Ninja Scroll.
I've seen Ninja Scroll. And here's the issue. I think a lot of people that suggest anime to me, it's not so much that it's anime, it's that it's TV shows. And I never watch that.
Yeah,
like, I don't watch that much TV.
Did you enjoy Westworld when I gave you that DVD box set?
I did, yeah.
For Christmas.
Westworld was good.
Did it feel like a gift to your palette of TV shows that you already viewed?
He doesn't watch TV, though.
No, I do occasionally. It's very rare that I sit down and I actually give TV my full attention. I put a lot of TV on in the background while I'm doing other stuff. But if I'm going to sit down and watch something, it's usually a movie.
Do you trust that I know you after spending at least once a week with you for the past almost 4 years now?
I would hope so, yeah.
Do you think I pay attention to what might, you know, pique your interest? To what might actually bring joy into your life? Do I spark joy? Do my suggestions spark joy?
I did watch
joy?
4 episodes of Attack on Titan.
Oh.
When?
Yeah. Like a week ago, maybe?
What happened?
I mean, it was all right. And then I saw that it was like 24 episodes in the first season. Like, nope.
Oh, man.
Can't do that. But if you suggested movies to me, there are anime movies that I want to check out. I've never seen Perfect Blue before, and that's one that comes up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Don't watch that movie. Wait.
What do you mean?
Spirited Away, Bobby.
I've seen Spirited Away. I've seen a lot of Miyazaki.
Okay. Perfect Blue.
Where'd you get it? I can't find it anywhere. It's not digitally
Spirited
made.
Spirited Away?
Yeah. Do you have a DVD?
It has to be. They do it online.
We'll talk later, Bob.
All right.
AMC.
You know, like, Perfect Blue?
The parent company doesn't do any digital work at all. Everything's on DVD.
So, Studio Ghibli does some really good shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that was tragic about that
Totoro
that
got
fire.
Me laid.
Totoro got you laid?
Totoro got me late.
Pinche Totoro.
Anyways, no. Real talk on the Perfect Blue.
I mean, if you really want me to watch anime, make it a movie, and I will get around to it. Perfect Blue? Yeah, and that's what I've heard across the board.
Yeah, Perfect Blue and Love Blue Girl.
As long as you're not a susceptible 11-year-old girl that would walk 3 miles for a Pokemon movie, Perfect Blue.
Around the same time
I watched Perfect Dark, was the same time I was watching Pokemon, and that is not the right time to watch Perfect Dark.
Perfect Blue, Cowboy Bebop.
Perfect Blue, sorry. Perfect Dark.
Love Blue Girl.
That's not a movie, I think. Death Note.
You gotta watch Love Blue Girl.
Death Note has multiple movies.
Oh, it's a series. Okay. All right, next question. Coming from Shadow Master. Have you played a game on computer with keyboard and mouse and was great at it, but then play the same game on console using a controller and absolutely stink at it?
Yeah, any shooter.
Every game.
Yeah, every game.
Every game.
Mouse is just better for aiming.
Yeah, well, I mean, platformers maybe might be better. Rocket League, better with the controller.
Yeah,
for sure.
Controller. Yeah, platformers.
But you know what I've found?
Side-scrollers.
I don't know. This is my opinion. This is not a fact, but I believe that you can get good at games like Rocket League and Dark Souls with a keyboard and mouse.
Well, of course.
You can get just as good
with... There's people that play CSGO with their mouse.
When I gave up PC gaming for a while and I only played console, I kicked ass fucking first-person shooters with a controller. That's all I played.
I would say the one game that translates well, not perfectly, but translates well, is Left 4 Dead. And I actually played Left 4 Dead past week. Well, of course, mouse and keyboard. Wow. But I actually played it on Xbox because I love Left 4 Dead so much at the time. Left 4 Dead is what got me into Twitch TV, by the way. But Left 4 Dead, I have invested probably the most amount of hours outside of like WoW into video gaming with that game. And it is hands down my favorite game of all time. But I played that starting on PC.
Left 4 Dead? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I played it starting on PC and graced myself the opportunity to play it on console, to play it with my other friends that were strictly console gamers. Because back then I was a GameStop girl. Back then I was working for GameStop. So most of my friends were console gamers, even though I was a PC gamer myself. So when I played Left 4 Dead with my console gamer friends, I enjoyed it almost as much as my PC gaming experience. I didn't suck. Oddly enough, I felt like I was so good at the game, just picking up a controller and playing the game the way it's meant to be played, I did really well considering. I can't think of any other game that translated as well as Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a great game all around.
Yeah.
But why is it chunkless?
And it translated really well on console, to say the least.
All right. Next question from Hingle McCringleberry. What's a cross-genre mix that you haven't seen that seems like it'd be a great mix? An example that I don't think I've seen is a zombie survival version of Stardew Valley, building a fort with crops to sustain camps, building relationships with fellow survivors, and increasing stats while exploring old cities. So as he describes that, it kind of reminds me of State of Decay to a little bit. It doesn't have that pixel top-down 2D art, but State of Decay is kind of like that.
State of Decay 2, no?
Oh, I didn't play State of Decay 2.
Yeah, it's very similar to what you're saying, but I think you wanted a more content.
More farming, sim aspect to it. Yeah.
Well, there is farming and everything. Like, you have to make a medical bay and stuff, and you have to set up multiple communities.
Okay, State of Decay is nothing like Stardew Valley, but I understand the whole protect your base thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about mixing genres.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good example of something that we haven't seen before. But
that's a really good one.
Yeah, any other genres mixed together that you haven't seen?
Well, I don't know how much this comes up, but ActRaiser, I liked it so much because it was a crazy mix. Like, I mean, it was so early in video gaming, people were just throwing shit and see what happens. But it's an RTS, well, kind of like a 4X game, but also a platformer. Like, who would think that would work out? And for my 12-year-old brain, it was perfect. At this point, I mean, I was going to say roguelike plus anything. But
I feel like they've done that, though. Yeah. They mix roguelike with everything.
Yeah. But roguelike is... I must be super entertaining because Ray's trying to balance a can on his head. And they're trying to ruin these couches because they're so ugly.
I'm about to pee my pants. I'm holding the biggest piece of all time. I'm just waiting for this event.
Just go.
Ninja.
Just go.
Oh, my God, I love that. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Liquid beads up on this couch. You can just go.
All right, let's go. Oh, but, wow, that's a lot of cheap booty.
But we've talked about this before. Roguelike isn't really a genre anymore. It's more like a...
ingredient, would you say?
A feature. A feature in. So, I don't know. Bobby, do you have a... save me here.
I can't think of one, honestly. I feel like everything's been done.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, not mixing.
The Battle Royale Castlevania. All right. Boom.
Okay. Yeah, that was something fresh, something new.
Done.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason. It hasn't been done.
No. Yeah. Never mind. Let's continue.
I'd like to see some more combinations with point-and-click adventures. I started playing...
Mech Warrior.
So, one of the games that Cricket Soldier gave off was... something about a... it's a point-and-click with a tumor guy. Guy with a tumor in his fucking head. Okay. I really want to play that.
With a tumor on his head?
Yeah, dude. It looked hilarious, and I just kind of took that game from Cricket Soldier. Right.
What would you mix point-and-click with, Bobby?
Battle Royale.
I don't know. Because when you mix a lot of games like ActRaiser, you know, you did this at this time, and you did the other stuff at another time. You didn't really blend them. It was
But they're in one game.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. But they didn't really blend it. So
You farting, bro?
Yes. Paradigm. Is that point and click with some dude that like a...
Paradigm? No, I've never played that.
I want to play that.
Huh. It's Paradigm.
So yes. Paradigm? So I stole that one from
Cricket. Are you farting?
No, I didn't fart. I burped.
Oh, it's worse.
When are they coming out with the Area 51 Battle Royale game?
Dude, that'd be dope, man. Seriously.
Only one guy makes it, sees the UFO, then gets shot.
Imagine!
I know.
Fuck!
Wow.
Or imagine they actually get an alien out of there. Dude, we found one! Let's go, guys!
Did you see Lollapalooza, where like 100 people jumped the fence at the same time?
Yeah, it's funny, because the one guy that gets caught is the guy with no leg.
That's fucked up, man.
I know.
Let him go. Boost him up, actually.
I know. Seriously. It's like everyone just jumps over the fence, makes it on, and then like they're all inside. And then the guy with no leg, well, like he had like the carbon fiber stuff, whatever. And he's running, and the security like stops him. He's like, just stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Sorry. Just don't run. But the funny thing is.
Or hop or whatever it is that you do.
But then later on, you see like an Instagram picture, and the guy actually made it in. They actually, the security was like, fuck it. Just get in there. So they let him in.
All right. Yeah, you stumped me, Hingle McCringleberry. He also asks, bonus question, vinegar on French fries, yay or no?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I've ever tried that.
Well,
I
think about vinegar, salt.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah, I like those. You would imagine. I don't really eat French fries, though.
Yeah,
vinegar on fries? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm down.
From the fat guys. Yeah. The fat guys were both like, yeah. The skinny guy's like, I don't know.
I don't know about fries, period.
As a concept.
Oh, my God.
Fries can basically go fuck themselves as a concept.
Oh, man.
All right. Last question here.
All right.
See if anything gets
She came back with food. All right, guys. I really have to pee.
It's a bun me.
All right. Saxos asks, have you tried Mordheim, City of the Damned, or Battle Brothers?
So I bought Mordheim in early access, and man, Bob, Chad sent me a meme where, you know, that little meme where the dad's like, he's always like, this is a dollar, you got to make sure you know how to respect the dollar. Mm-hmm. And then the little kid goes and puts it in a machine, and the machine, it's a vending machine, and it always says something, you can change that, that's the part of the meme that changes. But the one that he sent me was Warhammer 40K games, and it's so true. Like, I bought so many of these things because the Warhammer universe is so appealing. So I bought this in early access, and it was not good. But that was early access. I never picked it back up, and it was expensive too. I remember it was like $40 or something.
Game. And looking at the game, it looks good.
It looks great. Yeah,
I remember when this came out.
The concept is good. It's a tactical. What do you call that, Bobby?
Let's see if it says here. First video game adaptation of Game Workshop's cult classic tabletop Mordheim, set in the Warhammer world. Tactical turn-based.
Yeah,
RPG.
Tactical turn-based. But it's a weird perspective. It's in a third-person perspective. So every time, it's almost like chess, where every time it's one. It's time for one of your characters to move, it follows their them like it's a third person perspective. Mm-hmm. Then they fight it out. You never, at least at the time when I played it, you never get a perspective of the entire chessboard. And that was a big hurting point for it at that time. And unfortunately, right now, I'm looking at the recent reviews. It's mixed. And its all-time reviews are mostly positive. So I'm wondering what happened
71%
there.
71% versus 60%.
Yeah, but it's never been a fantastic game.
Yeah, and for $40, you'd expect a little bit more.
And Battle Brothers is...
I played that game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I played that game maybe when it came out 2 years ago. It was recommended by one of our listeners at the time who
probably
really liked
Zach.
It. Yeah. And he was really into it. And it was just... So if you died, like, your playthrough ended and you had to start all over again. I think that's what really drew me out of it. But it was one of those games. Let me bring it up here so you can get a look at it. But it was one of those games where you could do anything.
There it's was almost so like freedom. Darkest Dungeon, but... without the infinite resources coming in forever.
Yeah, you travel around to different areas.
Yep. This you have like a band of brothers that just
$30?
Moves on.
I don't remember it being that expensive. Wow, $30.
Well, we probably bought it in early access.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's kind of like, what is it, The Walking Dead, where the story moves on, but the characters don't. Most characters die. As mm-hmm. long as you keep a core component moving on, you can keep going, but you got to make some tough decisions, man.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of the Banner Saga. It has that look to it where you're moving characters around a map, and then you're getting into fights where you have to move them across like a hex grid, I think. You equip them with different things. There's so much you can do and so much customization to this game, but it is like hard mode, and there is a big learning curve.
Yeah, so which armor piece gives you plus 11 resilience to dysentery? Because it almost sounds like a game of Oregon Trail where you're losing your comrades.
I think you have to feed them. That was another thing that made it harder. Mm-hmm. You have to worry about disease. Yeah.
Realistic in a lot of different
ways. Yeah, you're right.
The characters look so funny to me here. They look like those little Russian dolls. They have no arms or legs. They're just kind of like the weapons are propped up, and they have these like egg-shaped bodies. Out. Yeah, it's kind of comical looking, but yet it has a realistic art style to it.
Hey, it still looks better than the season finale of Game of Thrones battle.
People aren't over that yet?
It looked awesome.
But no, dude, when we were at Comic-Con and we were going to go do the Game of Thrones panel, everyone else, like, no one went. Like, the writers didn't go, and I don't know who else didn't go, and they just didn't want to be a part of it because they knew everyone was going to get booed, and they did. They got booed really hard.
Wow.
Squadron says it looks like Monty Python animation. It really does.
Yeah.
But there's nothing funny about it. Like, it's super, super serious, except for the way your characters look.
What's everybody playing next week? I will be, just to remind everyone, I'm going to be watching Brain Scan. So watch that with me. I don't know where you can find this movie. It's not going to be easy to find, but I'll find a way.
You're going to have 2 weeks until the next.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So we got time.
Are you going to watch two movies, Bobby?
No, let's keep it at one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, calm down.
So
we don't want that many reviews in one
brain week. Scan. Also, Deponia Doomsday. I'm at a really weird spot because I go back to work in a week, less than a week, man. It's depressing. So by the time this episode airs, actually, I think I'll be back at work. Wait, what day is it? No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. I go back August 12th. So I've been so into RPGs, and I still feel like playing RPGs, but I know I just am not going to have the time. So I'm kind of very confused as to what to play right now.
Fast RPGs.
Fast. Like, first-person shooters.
Speaking of fast, Fast is back on the DLG.
Yeah,
yay,
he is.
Good. Yeah. Fast, do you want that spare room? That extra free room?
Fast is coming, right?
Dude, have you?
Yes.
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Yeah. Brain Scan for Rent on Amazon? Okay.
It's not that Daniel doesn't have the money. He just hasn't paid, right?
No.
We'll figure it out later.
No. Daniel, I think he's like...
backing out?
I don't know.
Never mind. We'll talk
I'm not going to comment.
All right. We convinced Coffee Black to play Divinity 2. See, we did something good today. We got something done.
And then we had one guy buy he's going to get his case.
Oh, yeah, fractal case. Yeah, see, we accomplished something.
That's cool, yeah.
So what are you guys playing this week?
I don't know, but this episode. I don't want to hear this episode. I listen, dude, every episode we record, I listen to it. Every Tuesday, it's I'm driving to work, I put it on. Well, it depends if it was actually on. If not, it's after work. I started and
how is White Claw not our sponsor?
I know, right? I know. Set it up, dude.
I almost want to like throw my paper
no, ball. No.
No es más recomendado.
I got it. I think of that shit. Yeah, what's up? No party foul here. Nothing in it, never mind.
All right. Emilio, you're going to be gone, right? So what day are you leaving exactly?
I'll be playing a lot of Switch. Sam actually recommended it. It's okay. Oh, I was supposed
to. Find a game on Switch that's on PC.
Yeah. Guys, thank you for listening in to my last episode before I got kicked off the podcast by listener and viewer Riot.
Too bad that I didn't put it on there. I really want to put it on there. Some great things happened on the fucking... God damn it. What is it? I can't even think. I'm all over the place. There's a goddamn game that I play all the time. Dead Cells. It's on the fucking Switch.
Yeah, on the Switch,
man. And Sam walked in and she saw me playing it again because I played it for like 10 hours this week. When you walked in, Bobby, I was playing it. And she's like, aren't you going to get this on the Switch? It's always recommended top. And I was like, God, that probably makes sense, but I feel like I would have to start from the beginning.
Get something new. Something new.
You know what?
There's so many new games on there.
I think you're like, oh, I would buy that on the Switch if my controller worked for it.
What do you mean?
Because the controllers have been fucking up lately on the Switch.
We talked about this last week.
It's joystick drift.
You know what I did see? Another bad joke from G.
I don't even know if this is true, but from the Nintendo store, you can buy refurbished Switches for $40.
Wow.
$40.
For what?
At that price, Bobby, wouldn't you consider it?
Yeah, $40. That's a compelling price.
That's Bobby, from Nintendo Direct.
Live stream edit suggestion. We need to put Twitch chat right here.
I like golf games.
Right here. Where? Twitch chat right here in the dead center.
Right here?
Oh, yeah, underneath. So everybody can have their little...
But you can't read it.
They're 2 seconds of... Well, no, we're going to change the background.
No, you don't want to have that because if you noticed earlier, we had people saying a lot of messed up stuff.
Well, this was a great pilot episode that won't be aired.
This one probably won't go on YouTube.
This better go on YouTube.
No, it doesn't YouTube have like a really like political stand to where like... Not political stand, duh. I mean, like if you talk about politics, they just take off your... thing.
Just put highlights up there.
I don't think so, man. Dude, politics are constantly showing up in my YouTube feed as recommended videos, and I keep saying, don't give a shit, don't care, stop sending me this.
There's something that YouTube stops, right? Like almost everything. So I think, like, El Paso, I think the woman that heard El Paso a couple times today.
You know, YouTube gives me great love advice. Look how far I've come.
Like what?
I don't know.
I don't know. If you talk about it, you're not.
On that note, speaking for Bobby, gee, Ray, and myself, the worst titties. Bye, everybody. Gotta pee.
Oh, man. Hey, we had a short episode. Look what happened.